Welcome to the Web3 Security Bulletin.
This week, we're calling it the Post-Quantum Edition. The Ethereum Foundation gets serious on quantum, Project 11 raises $20 million, and there's a lot of research and tooling to cover, plus the usual loot, regulations, and funding.
What's in Insightful?
Justin Drake announced that the Ethereum Foundation has formed a new post-quantum team, led by Thomas Karotker, with Emil from the Lean VM effort. So that's the inflection. A16Z Crypto's Justin Thaler argues that timelines to cryptographically relevant quantum computers are overstated, unlikely before the 2030s, and that distorts migration priorities. He urges hybrid post-quantum encryption now against harvest now decrypt later attacks, but more deliberate moves on signatures and ZKSNARKS because of size, bugs, and cost. Crit.ai has a post on agentic tooling for vulnerability research that mirrors how auditors work. The agent maps the system, finds attack surfaces, hypothesizes, verifies with deterministic tools, and proves impact. They report over 10 bugs disclosed on Immunify, Hackenproof, and HackerOne, including a $250,000 finding. Solidit's API is now live with instant access to 50,000 smart contract vulnerabilities, free, no application required. Lit Protocol's post explains how they decentralize Web3 key management by sharding private keys across nodes with threshold cryptography, TEEs, and programmable access controls. Cantina has a 9-step guide to neobank security, third-party APIs, custodial assets, and HSMs, mobile and web hardening, auth, compliance, DevOps, smart contract risk, insider threats, and incident response. And they present Web3 SOC as a maturity framework for TradFi adopting digital assets, mapping to NIST, SOC 2, and ISO 27001. CDS Security dropped 6 checklists for Bridge, DEX, AMM security, and more on GitHub. Jocelyn Feist has notes on getting rounding right in protocols, why round in favor of the protocol, precision loss cancellation, and design strategies for smart contracts.
What's in companies in the news?
Chainlink announced a privacy standard for private smart contracts at scale on any blockchain. Computations run in TEEs for privacy and performance, with decentralized oracles and cryptography keeping data and logic confidential. OKX Labs launched a $1 million on-chain bug bounty with Cantina focused on production mainnet smart contracts in the DEX routing stack, covering multi-ecosystem router implementations and related on-chain components.
Give me the loot.
Two big ones. Saga. Rekt details how a helper contract on Saga EVM forged IBC messages to mint $7 million in Saga dollar without collateral. The attacker redeemed YETH, YUSD, and TBTC and bridged funds to Ethereum. The stablecoin crashed 25% and depegged. The underlying issue is an Ethermint codebase flaw affecting multiple chains. Waltio, a French crypto tax tool with 80,000 users, had an uncommunicated hack in Q1 2025. $550,000 in BTC stolen from the treasury via seed compromise, with likely exposure of customer emails and balances due to poor data segregation and logging. A January 2026 breach and an October 2025 incident affected hundreds amid French crypto targeted scams and prosecutorial probes. Slow missed stats this week. 19 hack events in 2026 so far. Total losses about $61.9 million.
What's on regulations?
The U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee voted 12-11 along party lines on January 29, 2026, to advance the Digital Commodity Intermediaries Act, giving the CFTC authority over spot digital commodity markets, consumer protections, and intermediaries. It's the first time a crypto bill has cleared a Senate committee. It awaits Senate banking input on SEC aspects amid Democrat ethics concerns. In the UK, OFSI reports collaboration with the Crypto Cash Fusion Cell and partners like NCA, FCA, and Elliptic to disrupt sanctions evasion via crypto, tracing illicit funds, and targeting UK-based offenders, with real-time intelligence sharing and treatment of crypto abuse on par with traditional currency exploitation.
Any funding news?
Project 11 closed a $20 million Series A led by Castle Island Ventures, with Coinbase Ventures, Finn Capital, Variant, and others. They're building post-quantum infrastructure for digital assets, a Yellow Pages for Bitcoin, a post-quantum testnet for Solana with MLDSA, and NIST standardized PQ algorithm variants.
What's in Research Corner?
Currency targets quantum secure, private, auditable digital assets and CBDC on EVM-compatible chains, resisting Harvest, now Decrypt Later, and implementing privacy-preserving UTXO-style token mechanisms with auditing. It's on the Cryptology ePrint Archive. Nicholas J.C. Papadopoulos has an archive paper proposing a smart contract mechanism for Ethereum to address quantum threats, a verifiable proof-of-quantum supremacy system that triggers quantum-secure fallback protocols when quantum computers can solve practical crypto problems. Another archive paper gives a rigorous proof of Bitcoin security under network delays and adversarial conditions. Honest blocks prevail when the honest mining rate exceeds the adversary rate, even under delay. A revised SOK paper systematizes privacy-preserving techniques in cryptocurrencies with native privacy, confidentiality, K-anonymity, full anonymity, sender-receiver unlinkability, and evaluates trade-offs with scalability and regulation. TRX on ePrint covers encrypted mempools with BFT. MEV remains corrosive via front-running and sandwiching because the mempool is transparent. Encrypted mempools hide transaction contents until after ordering. Links for all are in the bulletin.
Anything else?
Just that post-quantum is having a moment. EF, Project 11, and a stack of research. We'll be back next week.